Luke knew that by opening with such a controversial subject, he had startled the Masters. Some of them were likely wondering if his recent confrontations with the Sith and with Abeloth had addled his wits. Those who had stood resumed their seats, even Saba, and Luke continued. There are several reasons for this. One, and this will soon be made public, not just to the Jedi Order, but to everyone, is that we need to make it clear, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the Jedi Order is not interested in politics. The coup was necessary, and you all handled it well. But from what I am hearing, things are piling up, and very little progress has been made. To mix metaphors, poor Win Dorvan's hands are tied when they are already too full. He or whoever is chosen to become not just acting Chief of State, but the true legitimate Chief of State of the Galactic Alliance, needs the ability to function without the Jedi or the Senate approving what he or she puts in their calf every morning. The new chief needs to learn how to be not just part of a triumvirate, but a solitary leader who works cooperatively with separate branches of the government. And we, the Jedi, are not branches of the government. We are our own order, and we need to demonstrate that we are.
But surely we can do so without leaving Coruscant, said Octa.
I don't believe we can, Luke said. Not anymore. Remember how Dalla focused on the Jedi? She respected us and our abilities, but she wanted to be able to direct them at her will. Saba, you decided to act against her, and against Kenth, who also tried to act within that kind of mindset. You did the sort of thing Jedi need to do. We can't risk being trapped in our own temple again, held hostage by a government that wants to make us a tool in their arsenal. We need to be separate, so that the only conscience and mandates that dictate our actions are our own. And that can best be achieved by putting physical distance between us and the seat of government, at least for some time.
Even if it means leaving the temple? Asked Kip.
No,
said Saba forcefully before Luke could even reply.
This one will not leave, nor will the other bearer bells in the temple.
So that was why she had reacted so strongly. Luke had heard about the strange mystery involving the Barabel Jedi, who had sequestered themselves in the temple. He knew better than to probe further. He trusted Saba to do nothing harmful to the Order or the other Jedi, and besides, he would probably only anger her. Luke considered for a moment. The Barabels currently in the temple will be permitted to remain for as long as is necessary. But I must have your word, Master Sebatine, that they will not interfere with the fledgling government, and as soon as they can, they will join the other Jedi. Saba hissed.
Trust me, Master Skywalker. They have no wish to set foot outside the temple, nor to let anyone in for quite some time yet.
Also, they can serve even so, he said. They can be watchful of the temple, and make sure that it is not violated. It is our home, even if we can no longer live here. For now, to emphasize our unity, the Jedi should leave together, but I would not deny any Jedi entrance to our own temple. In fact, Tessar and William and any others staying behind could do me two favors, if they wouldn't mind. Saba cocked her head.
That depends on the nature of the favors.
One, remove the guard grates from the water supply mains. He gave her a quick smile. Every slicer knows you need to leave a back door. Saba sissed.
This is truth, she said. And the second?
Luke sobered. Ask them to undertake guardianship of the temple. Protect it. Saba considered for a moment.
Yes,
she said finally.
That would not interfere with their other activities, and if they are permitted to be undisturbed, this one will accompany the other Jedi.
Please give them my thanks, he said. Are we in agreement with all that I have presented? They considered, then all nodded. Luke could sense that they were grateful to again feel part of a group being led rather than dictated to. Good. We'll return to some of the details of those decisions in a moment. They are, of necessity, to be made public. What I have to say next will be for your ears only.